the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware, St. Simon's, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Sheldon Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now join us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Bob. That is by far the greatest introduction I think I get of all the shows I do. I think that's my favorite right there.
I got a good script writer. I can read. I'm not very good at math, but I can read. Okay, so we'll go from there. All right, Coach, coming off a tough loss to a pretty good Wayne County team, 29-14. Kind of shot herself in the foot early on, got down 14-0 before the first quarter was even over.
Yeah, shooting ourselves in the foot is probably putting it lightly. I would say it's akin to stepping on a landmine and blowing a foot completely off. And so what we did at the start of the first and third quarter, it was not the first 2 minutes of the first quarter, first 90 minutes of the – or 90 seconds of the second quarter, or excuse me, third quarter. Were awful. That was different than the game. I mean, we gave up 29 points in 3.5 minutes and played fine, heads up. We didn't play real, you know, our kids played really hard. I think as a whole, we just didn't have a good plan in special teams. We were trying to stem our return, and we should have moved them earlier, and it was something we discussed on Sunday. I wish I had kind of stood up a little bit harder. I always feel like you're better at getting lined up first and trying to move during the play, and that was the case. It cost us two turnovers.
Yeah, I was going to mention that their kickoff, our kick return team gave us problems all night long. Actually set up the second touchdown, I believe, with we fumbled the kick return and just set up the second touchdown. But the first offense went three and out, couldn't move the ball. And defense kind of come in, took 11 play, 70-yard drive to get on the board. We just couldn't really adjust to the kind of the off-tackle play that kept coming at us.
Well, really what we did is we got leverage. We didn't do a very good job at our outside linebacker position. We kept ducking under, and they were bouncing the ball. They were trying to run like an ISO play, and the outside linebackers were coming under the block of the slot receiver. We weren't doing a very good job of building a hard edge, and we bounced it. Just something, you know, that's we've just got to work on. And we got a couple guys that are playing there, hadn't played a whole bunch there. Tyshawn Wallace it was a good job for us, and that's something he hadn't seen. And, you know, it is what it is. I think he'll be better at it next time.
Yeah, Tyshawn led the team in tackles Friday night with nine. We also had a couple of misses. But we got the ball, as we just talked about, they kicked off to us. We fumbled the kickoff, and it didn't take them too long to score after that. And I think it was a five-play drive that put them up 14-0 real quick.
Yeah, you know, I'll give our kids credit, though. I mean, we got behind 14-0 in 2 minutes, and they kind of hung in there and fought back and tied the game up. We had a chance we went fake to the extra point, or excuse me, a field goal later. We didn't do a very good job of executing that. We knew it was going to be a quick throw, and I did the old Jedi mind trick on Sam on that one. And I told him he's going to have to get rid of the ball quick. And what he should have done is moved off the tee. He's supposed to pick the ball up and roll to his left away from the rush. And he was thinking he was just going to have to stand up and throw it. And he got hit with the ball got batted down. It was one of those things that probably been better off if I hadn't said anything to him. But the kids fought back. I mean, and even in the second half, I think defensively we really kind of showed some grit. And hung in there. They got a good football team. We just didn't make any plays. Offensively, we were missing two offensive linemen. We struggled to run the ball inside. They made it a perimeter game. They were just kind of running quarterback to pitch. Hopefully, we'll get those guys back, and our inside run game will improve.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, I was going to touch on that fake field goal. It kind of looked like, from the outset, it really just things didn't gel. It looked like Sam maybe wanted to pitch it to Chase, or was kind of confused on what
he wanted to do. What he does, he holds the ball there. Chase comes through. He's supposed to block the edge rush, and Sam rolls away from it. I had told him before it's going to have to be a quick throw. So he thought he was going to, I meant stand up. He was kind of still on the tee, stand up and throw it from there. Jordan was wide open. If he had rolled on it, I think we'd probably complete the pass and have a chance for a touchdown there. It just is what it is. Sometimes you outthink yourself, you know, and I mean this when I say this, is that, you know, there's good intentions on my part trying to tell him, hey, it's going to be a quick throw. He interprets it as catch the ball, stand up and throw it. Sometimes you're better off just keeping your mouth shut and let the kids play. Let the kid play, and it is what it is. That's not Sam's fault. That's my fault. Probably overcoaching something. We got to do a better job on protecting that. Chase is supposed to come across and pick up the edge rusher, and he's a kicker. He's not an offensive guard. So we're gonna tweak that a little bit and move on.
Yeah, we've talked about Sam Wagner's athletic ability up here, and you're right. When the kids get to thinking too much, is, you know, one of my favorite sayings as a coach is don't think, react. You know, and that's kind of where we may have gone wrong.
Yeah, you think you stink, and that's really what it was. And that wasn't an issue on him. I mean, that was all me. I should have just left him alone, let him do it. And it is what it is. So it's one of those things. It's, you know, we'll learn something from it, and at some point in time, we'll get that, and we'll all slap ourselves on the back.
Yeah, enough on the mistake on the field goal, but we came right back. T.J. Lewis came back, I think, with about a minute 47 in the first, and hit a receiver streaking over the middle, hit him on a dead run for a 33-yard touchdown. Now it's a 14-7 game, and we're back in it.
Yeah, you know, like our kids fought.
They played hard.
They did. They played hard. Yeah. And I said this on other radio shows and stuff. I do feel like, as a coaching staff, we need to do a better job putting them in position to win games. I'm not sure we did that Friday night. We left a lot of things on the table. And we went into the game handcuffed a little bit with missing two offensive linemen, but I don't think we did a very good job managing the clock and understanding the situation in the second half, where time was really important. We let a minute and 27 seconds roll off the clock at the end of the third quarter. There were a couple of situations on defense. I didn't really like the calls we were in on some third and five. That's going to happen sometimes. We've got to do a better job of putting our kids in a position to be successful on special teams. I told our coaches after the game, I sat with them, and I mean this when I say this. We're critical of our players when they don't do the things they're supposed to do, and there's nothing wrong with being critical of the coaches. And, that's me being critical of the coaches, and my job is to manage the coaches, and the coach's job is to manage the players. And so we had a hard meeting about some of those things. I feel like we had a good week of practice, and we'll see how it goes Friday night.
Yeah, practice has been a little intense all week, and it has been a good practice. But, you know, we talked about the kids not quitting. We came right back. We forced a punt, forced Wayne County to punt. And then we go 67 yards in six plays, which shows you how quick this offense can hit if it has to. So with 2:34 to play in the half, we're 14-14, it's a new ball game.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was pretty sure at half we were going to win the game. We came out obviously the second half and didn't play, started the second half poorly, and we didn't play real well on offense in the second half. We're just inconsistent. We just left. And look, we got a lot of young kids playing, so we're going to be inconsistent. And it is what it is. It's going to take, we said it's going to be week six or seven of the season before we kind of find our feet. And, you know, it just is what it is. I felt like TJ played really well in the first half. He got a little conservative in the second half. He strung some plays out instead of sitting his foot in the ground and running north and south on some things. But that just comes with time and comes with experience. And he'll get better as the season goes on.
Okay, guys, stay with us. We got more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Vincent Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Adago on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, just a little bit more on the offense, and we'll switch over to the defensive side of the ball. Really, overall, offensively, hanging in there wasn't that much of a – didn't have much production, really, from the offense. 75 total yards, rushing yards, and 71 passing yards. But at no time did we ever feel we were out of the game with Kwame and TJ in the crowd that could break one at any minute.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, we just didn't have any consistency on offense. And our kids played hard. And, it is what it is. It's like one of those things. I knew coming into the season, last year we were young on the defensive side of the ball. Being young on defense and being young on offense are two totally different things. And offense, I mean, you can't fake offense.
Right.
And, you know, we're young at quarterback, we're young at running back, we're young on the offensive line. You know, it is what it is. And that's not an excuse to anybody. It's going to take time. And those kids are going to gel and they're going to get better. And, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you, when it's all said and done, I think we're going to win the city championship. I think we're going to win the region championship. I think we're going to get in the playoffs and win some football games and get in the mid-sport. I really believe that. I don't think we're that far away. We're in the process of the season, the time of the season where we're kind of snapping the whip on the kids, trying to get them to play hard, trying to get them to finish plays. You know, they're learning how to do all those things in addition to learning what plays to run and who to block and all that. It's a lot. People don't understand. Football is the most complex game. It's 11 to the 11th power. It's not soccer, basketball, any of those other games. Nothing against those games. But if you've ever played football, you know it's just very difficult. There's a lot of things that go on. What you do depends on what the guy in front of you does.
Where he lines up.
I mean, it just is what it is. It's going to take time with our kids. But what we do, you know, a lot of people look at what we do and go, all they do is hand it off and run the ball every time. You know, what we do is very complex. It's probably more complex than anything. That's why there are very few people that run it, because what we do is really tough. But the other side of it is, when it gets right, it's really hard to stop. I don't care. Good defenses don't want to mess with the triple option. And, I mean, it is what it is, and it's the great equalizer. We're not going to be able to go up to Lee County and match them necessarily man-to-man talent-wise. But offensively, what we do is a great equalizer. You know, go up to Atlanta and play a team that's got seven or eight guys who are going to go play in the SEC. And what we do is the great equalizer. And it takes time. It's going to, you know, we just got to be patient with it. It's going to get there with our kids. I like our kids. We've got great kids. They work their tails off. We're going to get there. We're going to win football games. We're going to hoist some trophies. Everybody's going to be proud of us when the season's over with.
Yeah, people don't – the old stereotype or the stigma of a stupid football player, a big and dumb football player, is no longer the case. I mean, our offense is pretty complex up front with offensive linemen calling plays at the line of scrimmage, and you got a sophomore center up there that's kind of the quarterback of the offensive line helping set things up. And like you said, it's not an excuse. It is what it is. And it's just you made this comment Friday night. And anyone that thought Glenn Academy would come here and go 10-0 is delusional.
Yeah, look,
it's just not going to happen.
And I'm not making excuses for our kids or making excuses for our football program or any of that stuff. It's a reality that it's going to take some growing pains. And we've been in the games. We lost to Fort Dorchester. It was 31-21. We got a touchdown callback that would have made it 31-28. There are opportunities there. There were 27 plays in that game that if we make any one or two of those plays, we have a chance to win that game. And the same thing was Friday night versus Wayne. The kids are going to get better. I mean, the kids aren't purposely submarining things and losing games. That's not who they are. It just takes time with what we do. And people talk about dumb football players. Man, football players. If anybody says that about a football player who's never played the game.
They've never played the game.
Yeah. Because they don't know what they're talking about. And honestly, the smartest athletes in the world are football players. They're football players. Because it takes a lot of computation to go on in there. And instantaneous thought processes that go on out there that people have no idea. You know, people that you just get in there and hand it off. There's so much more to the game than that. We got good kids. Our kids are going to pan out. Team's going to pan out. You know, I'm at the situation with our kids right now where, you know, I'm trying to kick them in the behind and get them to go harder and get them to go faster and get them to learn what to do and be relentless and finish plays. It's just, you know, that's coaching. That's coaching any team. It's coaching young players. We're learning how to do things. This is going to be a good football team. And we're not that far away, but we got a million things to fix.
You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I just want to touch on one more thing, Coach. We're talking about the stupid, the stereotype of a dumb football player. And the offensive line is probably the most complex area you're going to play because there's gut blocks, there's pitching RPOs, and they're having to make instantaneous reads and get down the field or block the backside linebacker, and they've got about a millisecond to make that decision. So it is tough up there.
Yeah, the guys playing on the offensive line are the guys that end up going to, like, law school and stuff like that. They're the smartest guys.
They're not the best looking.
No,
but they are
smart. They don't have dates on homecoming sometimes. But it is what it is. You never know that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I mean, those guys. It takes a lot. And football's 11 to the 11th power. That's why it's the greatest sport on the planet. It is, and because of that, and so much goes into it. It's the ultimate team sport. Because you have guys in soccer, basketball, baseball, everybody gets to touch the ball, they get to bat, they get to kick, they get to do all those things. And in football, you have entire, they're literally, 80% of the kids never get to touch the ball. They just got to go out there and sacrifice themselves for the good of the team. It's the ultimate team sport. That's why I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online. ShellHogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507 and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today and you be the judge.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaching Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrian Brown, an attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Shelton Hogan. All right, Coach, let's see, we're gonna talk about the defense for a little bit, and then we're going to have our coach spotlight, Coach James Perry, the running back coach, come up and join us for a little while. But you, last week you had mentioned that we were probably going to face one of the best wide receivers that we'll ever see in Ashton Cribb, the coach's son. And he certainly showed that Friday night. Whenever they needed some yardage, whenever they needed to go to, number four was the man they were looking for.
Yeah, he's a really good player. I talked to, I won't say what school it was, the other day, and they were like, well, you know, we just didn't think he was good enough to play at our level. I was like, you guys are crazy. He's a heck of a football player. He's, you know.
He's not very big, but he's got an knack to get open and catching the ball.
You don't have to be big.
Exactly.
He's 5'11", 6 foot, 190 pounds. He's plenty big enough. I mean, he's that, just like that kid that plays at Clemson right now that would have never gotten an opportunity, but except for an injury. He's a guy with a walk on, and now nobody can cover him. And that's who he is. I mean, he's a heck of a high school football player. When you watch him, he's tough. He runs great routes. He catches the ball. He blocks.
Yeah.
He does all of those things. I mean, he's a good high school football player.
Yeah.
You know, he's our kids. I'm gonna say this: our corners really competed with him. And I thought they did a good job on it. We had one where he caught the long pass on Juwan, where Juwan kind of a little out of phase. He went up and made a play. But other than that, I think our young corners are really coming around.
Yeah, they're working hard.
And I think in a few weeks, we're really going to be where we want to be defensively. I think we're going to be able to really press up, play man, break on balls, and they're going to end up being really special out there. We've got three of them that we feel like can really get out and cover.
Yeah, one of the things I believe has got to concern you in some ways is missed tackles. I think we had 24, 25 missed tackles on the night. Now, I don't know if that's a tribute to, you know, us, whatever, needing to tackle, or a tribute to their running backs making people miss.
Well, I think a part of it is our fits weren't real good, so we're trying to tackle people in open space. I always go back to that. We still got to work that. We're not where we need to be on that. We've got a lot of, you know, people that we've kind of moved around in different spots, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, we return, you know, four starters on defense. And we ejected a couple of kids that were supposed to start for us during the spring and summer. And it is what it is. I mean, it's part of that is just guys need to play. I feel like we're getting really good effort by Johnny Bradley at inside linebacker. But he's missed some tackles in there, and it'll come. He'll get better as time goes on. And if you go back and look at things early in the season, that's kind of how it is. I mean, it is. You get better as the year. That's football. I read something the other day that said football is the only thing in life where the test comes first and then the lessons. You learn from the game. I said from the get-go, this team needs to play football games. And if I could go back to last October, November, I don't know if I would schedule the Groves game. I accepted that game because I was in a panic because I couldn't find games. I think that game, we almost had two off weeks, and it was like we set our football team back. Friday night felt like the first game of the season. So I think we're going to see some improvement out of our kids this week. I think we're going to be better on defense. I think we're continuing to get better. It's going to be a really good football team when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I agree. This is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Dog on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, and probably I know you worry more, not worry, but you work more on Glen Academy than you work on the opponent. And obviously, there's some scout going on and, there, you know, film and all that good stuff. Just give us a quick one-minute rundown so we can get Coach Perry on here and what to expect from the Ware County Gators.
Redmond Stevens sucks! There's going to be a lot of green. There's going to be a lot of green on the field, I'm sure.
Look,
they're going to be well-coached on defense over there. They're going to try to get downhill and run the ball, all that stuff. I mean, and you know, like you said, it's not about them, it's about us. We need to go take care of our business, control the football, tackle the ball, you know, tackle the guy with the football, block. We need to finish plays up front, and we'll be fine, and we'll walk out of there a winner.
Absolutely. Okay, Coach, thanks. We appreciate your time tonight. Let's go Terrors. Right now, we're going to continue our little series we have with the coaches spotlight. We're going to do this each and every week. We've been through the coordinators. We've been through the who did we have last week? We had a quarterback coach, Coach Irby. Tonight we've got Coach James Perry. He is currently our running back coach, just recently moved over from the offensive line. Coach Perry, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Great. I appreciate you coming out and helping us out tonight. All right, let's just have a little bit about your background. You're from Missouri, obviously, originally.
Yeah, originally. First came to Glynn County, Georgia, actually when I was 13 years old. My family and I were driving down to my grandfather's house in Daytona Beach, Florida. And I remembered I had a Rand McNally Atlas and a roadside book. And we had a boring stretch across the I-16 across the middle of the state of Georgia, and we turned south. And I convinced my parents. I said, hey, can we get out? I was reading about this place, you know, the Golden Isles of Georgia. It sounds like a neat thing. So it was about this time of the night, late in the evening, sun was setting. We pulled over, went to the Pier Village, went around the lighthouse.
At 13.
I was 13 years old and fell in love with the place. So
wow.
Came back, you know, time and time again for vacations and eventually honeymoon down here. And, of course, we live here now. So
wow. That's cool, dude. Let's talk about your football career. You obviously went to high school in Missouri.
That's correct.
And played ball. What position you play?
I played offensive and defensive line.
Offensive and defensive line. You didn't play in college?
No, I didn't play in college. Played at a small school and went to college on an academic scholarship. And got into coaching ball in 2003. So this will be my 15th year of coaching. I've had 4 years as a head coach and 11 as an assistant. Kind of bounced around some in the Midwest and some in Florida, and now my fourth year here in Georgia.
Where'd you start your coaching career?
I started at a little school in Northwest Missouri called Mid Buchanan High School, about an hour from the Nebraska.
And what did you have?
Single A school as an assistant coach, and I've kind of done a little bit of everything. Helped out.
Single A school.
Yeah, started off at a small school. Had to do a little bit of everything. That's right.
Did the laundry, hung out, cleaned the dressing room, the whole nine yards. What other coaching stints have you had other than that between before you came to Glynn County?
All right. Well, I know it's a short segment. So
yeah,
we
briefly.
I was in the Midwest, head coach for 3 or 4 years. Went and spoke at a coaching clinic in Pennsylvania. Got offered a job by Rick Darlington, who's the head football coach at Apopka High School in Apopka, Florida. This was back when my wife and I were first married, but we didn't have kids. So we took the big adventure, moved to Central Florida, coached and taught ball down there for a while, enjoyed it a whole lot. Ended up later on moving back to the Midwest, taking a head coaching gig, and then an assistant coaching gig for a couple more years. And eventually the opportunity for an opening came here at Glynn Academy, and we jumped on it.
So how many years have you been coaching total?
It'd be 15 total years. Started in 2003.
This is your 15th year. So and you say you found out about an opening, and how did you find out about Glynn Academy?
Well, I've known about the school a while, and we love the area. And like I said, we'd repeatedly come down to Glynn County for years, vacation on St. Simon's. We always said it'd be a neat thing that when the kids grow up, we come retire down here. And then the wife and I were talking one day about it. We said, why wait for the kids? Because the kids will grow up, they'll have kids, then we'll have grandkids here in the Midwest, and we won't move away from them. We said, while the kids are young, let's go for it. So an opening came up, and we jumped at it, and everything worked out.
Yeah, it's definitely a wonderful place to raise a family. I raised mine here for sure. All right, let's just briefly talk about have you ever had coaching running backs before?
I have. I've been offensive line the last 5 or 6 years, but I've coached skill kids before. We have a great group of running back kids that are unselfish. They're willing to block for one another, carry out fakes. Good kids that do what we ask to do. Between Nolan Grant and Quani Bostic and Alan Parton and Caden Hutchison, it's a great group, and they've made the transition real smooth for me.
Yeah, just to touch on how you ended up, we had our running back coach was David Bailey, who took an administration job in the school system. We had hired Coach Wright to come in and help with the offensive line, so it was just kind of a transition for you to go from the offensive line to the running backs, and so far it seems to be working out well for us.
That's correct. David Bailey took an assistant principal's job at Burroughs Millette. It was a great opportunity for David.
Hey, Harry!
My grandson just walked in. Sorry,
no,
man. Go ahead.
I was a transition where I was willing to take the opportunity to do it, and whatever would help Coach Rock and whatever we needed best, I was willing to do, and it's been a good transition for us.
Great. Okay, before we wrap it up, any final words you need to say or want to say about Glenn Academy or the whole big picture of the program?
I agree with Coach's sentiments earlier. I think by the end of the year, it's going to be a program, a year, a team that we're all proud of. We're making progress, a lot of young kids, but the kids, the moving parts are there, and they're going to keep getting better and keep working hard. And come November and December, we're going to be really tough to beat.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I agree 100% with what Coach Rock said the other night in our post-game meeting. If you thought Glenn Academy was going to come in here and go 10-0, you obviously are not aware of the program. But these kids are working hard. I mean, it's been hot out there the last couple of days, and they pushed through it and pushed through it. And we got to admire that tenacity from the crowd. Come game 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we're going to be better and better.
That's correct. The idea is the playoffs are in November for a reason. It's not who's the best team in August and September. It's who's the best in November and December.
Absolutely. I heard a comment that, you know, one of Glenn Academy's goals is to be practicing on Thanksgiving Day. And we've been practicing on Thanksgiving Day the last 3 or 4 years, and that's where we want to be on Thanksgiving Day is at Glenn County Stadium.
Absolutely.
Okay, Coach Perry, thank you very much for coming in and joining us on our Coach's Spotlight. And thanks for everyone for joining us here at the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshside Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black with Coach James Perry and Running Back Coach. Thank you, everybody. Good night.